Some of the persons in the audience here were not with us last couple of days. So I was thinking for the initiation lecture this morning, I would cover some of those points, both for the sake of those of you that were not here and for the sake of you that were here. Hearing, again, helps in memory. It's Kali Yuga, and we don't have good memories, most of us. These Brahma Samiti prayers, they're expressions of Lord Brahma's mature realization in the language of Bhakti Siddhanta. He became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. That must have been a nice experience. And how he became well acquainted with the ocean of truth was through mantra meditation. This is our disciplic line. And in our disciplic line, we engage in mantra meditation. One time I was asked by somebody, in your practice, do you do some kind of meditation? Yeah, we do some kind of meditation. And the whole process is meditation. Madgate lang taratmana, shradhavan bhajate yomam, in the language of Bhagavad Gita. Definitely meditation. And meditation on what? Krishna. And meditation on Krishna how? Through sound. And that sound vibration is very merciful. I'm just going to repeat some of the things that we heard already. One verse that very appropriate for this occasion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about the Bhakti Lata, creeper of bhakti, creeper of devotion. We heard about that yesterday. The verse goes like this. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripai Bhai or Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed we heard yesterday from Bhaktivinoda Thakur about the seed of bhakti. So the seed of bhakti is a gift from Krishna. And the seed of bhakti is faith in the bhakti process, which begins adau shraddha. It begins with namadi, beginning with the name, and the other activities of hearing, the spiritual sound vibration. So Brahmanda Brahmite means, Brahmanda means the universe. Brahmite means wandering. So the jiva, the living entity, has been wandering and wandering and who can say how many lifetimes and how many different species and how many different circumstances and how many different attempts to find happiness that doesn't exist in the material world. Searching for happiness where there's no happiness. It's a recipe for frustration. But we keep dog obstinacy, or we keep trying anyways. Very determined. Very determined. There's extreme determination. Jarasandha was extremely determined. We should learn from Jarasandha. I mean, he was so determined to defeat Krishna. He was the demon, but we should be so determined to be with Krishna. determination. But determination is a mature stage of faith, and that faith, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan, living entity, becomes Bhagyavan, fortunate. When there's misfortune, that's searching for happiness where there's no happiness, lifetime after lifetime, not only in this universe, but unlimited numbers of universes. Fatigue, huh? So, by good fortune, somehow, Yadrich Chaya, some inexplicable good fortune, the mercy of the Krishna coming through, the mercy of representative of Krishna, then one receives the seed, Bhakti Lata. Bija means seed. So what's that seed we heard yesterday? That seed is awakened through sound, but the seed is faith. In the bhakti process, which includes the name, etc., namadi, and in that, or even the preliminary early stage, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's some taste we were discussing yesterday. Now, it's immature, and according to Rupa Goswami, it's a shadow, abhas, of the real taste. But even that shadow of the real taste is attractive. And so we go on the path of bhakti through association of sadhu, dao shraddha tatak sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya, that's what we're doing, all of us. And through that bhajana kriya, that's activities of bhakti, with faith in the bhakti process that is endowed with taste, according to Bhaktivinoda, that is the seed of bhakti. That's a gift given by Krishna and the representatives of Krishna that help us to wake up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gorachandra Bole, he's calling. Wake up, sleeping souls. And by hearing from the right source with a little bit of faith, this little bit of faith is a preliminary desire for knowing who I really am. Then something happens, that faith in the bhakti process becomes kindled and awakened. Prabhupada explained it like this. It was a morning walk conversation in Vrindavan. He said, bhakti begins with a little spark. And preaching means you come along and you see that little spark and you go like this, fanning the spark. Not too much. Not too little. Manage the fanning the spark. And then the spark becomes a flame. That's preaching. Prabhupada's words. I remember it very well. And then an expert preacher takes the flame and becomes a, eyes got big, big blaze. That's an expert preacher. But preaching is little spark, fanning the spark. So that sound vibration, the holy name, the pastimes of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita's message, little, appropriate to the spark's capacity to receive, the spark becomes a flame. And then that's this shraddha endowed with ruchi. And that's the bhakti lata, bija, the seed. And then the seed is further watered or nourished, cultivated by sound vibration, properly heard, and without offense. Small thing. Big thing. Because offense can destroy the whole thing. Offense could destroy the whole thing. It's likened by our acharyas to inviting an elephant into your little garden. That's the end of the little garden. The elephant tramples the garden and everything gets squished. End of the garden. So be very careful when, not just when chanting, but be very careful in life to avoid offense. And so we need to know what offenses are. We didn't so much discuss this during this festival of holy names so far, but it's super important. And at the time of initiation, it's super important because it's an ongoing journey. We spoke a little bit about liminal space. I'm just repeating for those that weren't with us where the messages were, and for the those that were to remind us. Liminal space is it's not a Sanskrit word. The Sanskrit word is sandhi, not Sunday, but S-A-N-D-H-I, sandhi. Sandhi means a juncture. The juncture between morning, night and morning, Brahma Muhurta. The juncture between morning and afternoon, and the juncture between daylight and nighttime. Those are the sunset. Those are Trisandhyam. Yes, yes, Trisandhyam. It's in our prayers that we say every morning from Mangalarti. Yes, yes, Trisandhyam. So it's a juncture. Liminal space is from where we are to where we want to be. There's a gap or a space. And it's a transition from where we are to where we want to be. And we discussed this. It's a little uncomfortable being neither here nor there. When you let go of here, if you really let go of, if you don't really let go of here, you're not going to get there. If it can be gradual, that's fine. But if you keep the anchor in and row your boat, where are you going to go? Not very far. You have to pull the anchor. And it can be, you know, gradual. Your least favorite ones first, and then there's the more favorite ones, and then there's the really deeply favorite ones. And that's going to determine the rate at which you'll make spiritual progress, go through that liminal space. And going through the liminal space, it's a little uncomfortable. But get used to it. Embrace it. Love it. Look forward to it. Because it's progress. And progress can be uncomfortable. Embrace it. It's an opportunity for growth. Doesn't feel comfortable, but the right kind of liminal space is the opportunity for growth. And as we discussed a little bit in the question and answer session, it happens in the spiritual world too. Prabhupada explained, in the spiritual world, it's not static. It's dynamic. Devotees, embrace liminal space. Even in the spiritual world, it's dynamic. It's lovely. You never know what's next. It's lovely because one thing you do know, Krishna is very kind. He's very loving. And he is our place of shelter. So then we heard, this is another repeated message, Krishna's instruction to Uddhava in 11th canto Bhagavatam, chapter 20. We spoke about three times, Jata Shraddha. Jata Shraddha. Jata Shraddha means awakening of faith. And that's the first part of the verse. You can look it up later if you would like. The Jata Shraddha is the awakening of faith. How does that awaken? Through association of sadhu. Those that have faith can impart it. It's already within us, but it's covered. So in the association of sadhus, it's awakened, and it's awakened through sound. Of course, their character, but their character inspires us to hear from them. According to what Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote, now we're going back, the qualities of bhakti, the characteristics of bhakti awaken when there's that kind of faith. And consistently, persistently, we cultivate with faith the connection with Krishna through his name in the mood of serving him. Remember yesterday that image of the person with a white glove holding out a bell, and the master just showed his hand ringing the bell? That was intended to through graphics, through an image, speak a thousand words, that the mood of being in service to the name. I didn't mention, but I'm mentioning this morning, this is one of Rupa Goswami's verses, and it's one of Sachinandan Swami's main emphasis on how to go further in the chanting of the holy name. He uses the word attending to, because that's what servants do. They attend to, and that's their life. And they're happy in the mood of attending to the master. It's the mood of service. But attending is your attention. And intention is to please the master, and attention goes where intention is rests. Pleasing Krishna. Anyabhilasha chashunyam gyanakarma dhyanavritam anukulyena Krishna. We discussed it three times. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. The intention of pleasing Krishna permits the attention to the name. If you're distracted, not uncommon, because we have different intentions. The intention is why we came to the material world. What's the intention in coming to the material world? I want to enjoy separately. The separatist, pratak in Sanskrit, separatist mentality. I want to enjoy. Then fill in the blank, how we want to enjoy. And it keeps changing, but that part doesn't change. I want to enjoy independently of Krishna. That's what brings us here. And that's the anchor you have to pull. And what's when the anchor is pulled, what's left? Krishna's enjoyment, that's what's left. So to move from the anchor down to the anchor up, it's not just pushing away the desire to enjoy, it's connecting with Krishna's pleasure as the center. And that awakens through sadhusanga, the sound vibration that comes from those that actually are in that space. And then those that are in that space have empowerment from Krishna to help others come into that space. And it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, even the stage of perfection, it's not optional. It's imperative. Sadhu Sangha is imperative. So we have to become sadhus so we become good association rather than the other kind. We're not there yet, but if we want to get there, and the facility is provided. So that's this jata, shraddha, faith. When there's awakening of faith in hearing, shravanam, the translation that we were looking at, Bhanu Swami's translation of Krishna's words from Bhakti Sandarbha, it's awakening of faith in hearing about my pastimes. For such a person who has such awakened faith, then there's some byproducts, gradually. That's detachment. From attachment comes detachment from the temporary. And with attachment and detachment for the temporary comes being very cautious about fruitive activities, knowing them to be miserable. Come on, fruitive activities, that's the life of conditioned souls. Who does anything without wanting to get something? The life of devotion is to do things without wanting to get something. Other than, there's one thing, we don't become stones, we want Krishna's happiness. And cultivating that, with that intention, that's when bhakti progresses. And then the mature stage, not just the shadow stage, the mature stage of taste, acquiring a taste, we discussed. Everything is there for us by the grace of Krishna, and the representatives of Krishna, our great acharyas, who have given us everything. It's not like secrets. When you get really advanced, we'll tell you a secret that you can't know until you're really advanced. It's open secret. That's the most confidential knowledge, chapter 9. People read it and they read something else because it's that kind of confidential. It's the eligibility. We heard this over the last couple of days. The adhikar, the eligibility for shuddha bhakti is that faith. It's the seed, but it's also the eligibility. Keep nurturing it. As you nurture it, detachment from enjoying the fruits of our activities, sense gratification through fruitive activities, karma, dharma for the promotion of piety, for the promotion of artha, economic development and prosperity in this world and the next. That rules the life of pious people, and bhakti is teaching us to go beyond that. No, it's not easy to go beyond that because we're conditioned, but the sound vibration can carry us, heard properly from the right source, with some faith in bhakti, endowed with ruchi. It's really nice. It's really clear. And we struggle. We struggle because the anchor's still down. We have our favorite things over there. So it takes some time. That's okay. Not like shame on you. It takes some time. Welcome to the club. It takes some time. But continue in the sadhu sangha activities with those that have faith in the hearing process and carefully guard against offenses. And one of the first one of those offenses is offending a sadhu. Be very careful. Be very careful. Because we don't want to do that. It'll be, put it mildly, it'll be detrimental to the growth of bhakti. It's a bhakti inhibitor, putting it mildly. Be very careful. And all of the 10 offenses, and the strength that enables us to do all of those 10 offenses, avoid them, is attentiveness. And attentiveness has everything to do with the intention with which we engage in the hearing process. So initiation comes during this Bhajana Kriya stage. If you read carefully Prabhupada's translation of that Rupa Goswami verse, Adau Shraddha, Tatak Sadhu Sangha, it comes in the Bhajana Kriya stage. It's not even the verse, but Prabhupada translates it again and again. One takes shelter of a spiritual master, receives initiation, and receives instructions from him how to execute the bhakti process. So this is initiation into the chanting of the holy name for two of the devotees here. And it's an ongoing journey. The continued submission, the continued eagerness to hear from sadhus, continued effort to carefully guard against offenses and so forth, all those important sound vibrations that we hear, then one can continue and reach the goal. So the assembly of devotees, please wish well to these two candidates. And for first initiation, there's two other devotees here that will be receiving, well, taking part in the yajna. I understand you already have your Gayatri Mantra, and you were instructed by Radhanath Maharaj to sit in on the yajna when there is one. So he's already a brahmana, but he's doing the yajna part. The yajna part is right in Bhagavad Gita. We're supposed to do these things for Krishna's pleasure. And our dear devotee here, and his, with his support team behind him, is ready to take second initiation also. Lochan Prabhu. So I'm going to call upon at least two devotees to speak something about our first initiate candidates. Is Mukunda here? You have something from your mother? She said she sent you something and you're going to read that something. You have it on your phone? Huh? Shruti has it? Can you get your phone? So, Subal, you'd like to say something about Akhilesh.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, everybody. Akhilesh Prabhu is a very fine young man. And I think to say something about Akhilesh, it is nice to give recognition to Akhilesh parents. Yogesh Prabhu is right there. You can stand up, Yogesh Prabhu. And Antaranga Seva Mataji. They're very much supportive of Akhilesh, and Prabhu is providing whatever is required, all the support. And Antaranga Seva Mataji is so intent on seeing that Akhilesh progress not only in his material pursuit or education, but that his spiritual life is secure. And so all kudos to these two wonderful parents. And the result is a very fine young man who have completed his education and now pursuing his postgraduate studies here in Chicago, and now taking initiation and taking the vows of becoming a bona fide follower of the disciplic succession. So please, devotees, bless this young man, and so he may be a very wonderful disciple and servant of Srila Prabhupada's mission.
Thank you. Thank you. Give the microphone to Mukunda. Premananda has... How long have you known Premananda? How many umpteen years? 20? At least. Huh? Okay. How old are you? Huh? 23. See? Okay, so... Premananda.
I am very happy to know that Shanti is getting her Harinam Diksha today, even though I am not there to say a few words of appreciation in person. Shanti requested me to send a message from the distance. I am very happy to do so. I have known Shanti over 15 years. She is always very loving and kind. Also, always very enthusiastic in engaging in devotional service. from the very early days of practicing Krishna consciousness. I saw that during the many years of struggle and so many ups and downs in her life, she remained faithful, strongly determined in the path of devotional service. Eagerness to serve in the temple, desire to distribute devotional literature, willingness to train others according to her capacity, deep desire to hear from scriptures, and over and above her deep love and respect for Guru Maharaj, are all outstanding qualities I saw in her. I am very happy that she is taking Diksha today from Guru Maharaj. I wish her all progress in her spiritual journey.
23 is more than 15. You remember Premananda's involvement from early on? She's always been there, right? I've noticed. She's always been there. Always. So we all need persons who we feel their shelter, and they can, we can, we were discussing amongst the youth group yesterday, someone who you, who's trustworthy, and you can reveal your heart in full confidence that it will remain confidential and they will help you see what you need to do to make the next step toward Krishna. And she's always done that. Yes? Great resource. So we all need such persons in our life, and you're very fortunate you've had her and continue, I'm sure. So now time for vows. And start with Akhilesh. You come before Prabhupada and offer obeisances, please. Looking at Dad and Mom, she's appropriate appreciation, Subal. You have your support team too. Okay. So now before Kishore Kishori and all the assembled devotees and Prabhupada, your vows. And how many rounds you'll chant?
Minimum
16. And you'll very carefully try to follow Prabhupada's teachings, yeah? The initiated name is Atmarama Das. And your good husband is here for support, as you have been all along. I know the family quite well. And I'm sure the family members are also happy, as well as continuing to support. You got a lot of people taking pictures too. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day for the rest of your life? Minimum 16. Great. And the four rules that you follow? Very good. Very good. And you'll make your best effort to carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Yeah? You got the sun right in your eyes. The initiated name is Dira Shanta Devi Dasi. Subal doesn't need a microphone. Dear Shanta, you'll find that term in Nectar of Devotion. It's one of Krishna's qualities that means peaceful and forbearing. Doesn't mean you have to be peaceful and forbearing. It means you have to be the servant of Krishna, who has that quality. And then by serving Krishna, that will become your quality, Dira Shanta Devi Dasi. In chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita, in the opulences of the Absolute, Krishna makes a list of different qualities and says, of women I am a whole list of wonderful qualities. So it's a qualities of Krishna that's in the female gender. Of women I am. So we're ready. The fire's lit.